The Shortcut. This is Thought for Today. Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California. The Shortcut. So often in life, we have the choice of taking the long way or the short way. As a kid, we always took the long cut for the shortcut home. We lived near a valley where a river ran through the valley and railroad train went through there. And it was a deserted valley, a valley where during the Depression time, people would go down there and sleep or live because they had no other home. But there weren't too many of them. We called them tramps, but they were certainly just people who had a hard time for a little while. Well, the valley was a very wonderful place. Nobody bothered us. Us kids would walk down through the valley and we'd take that shortcut home from school, and we'd sometimes stop in the creek and take a swim. It still was clean enough to do that. And we'd run around naked down there and just have a great old time and climb trees and do everything we weren't supposed to do and then come home. And then on the way to school, sometimes we'd leave a little earlier because we wanted to take a trip through the valley, especially in the wintertime when the snow was deep, and we would make our trail through the valley up to our waist in snow, and we would tromp along and make this trail through there, and we would not make a straight trail. We knew what was underneath that trail. We'd walk those paths 100 times. 1,000 times, 1,000,000 times, as kids would say. But we would wiggle it. We would turn to the right, turn to the left, and we would make a loop and come around and walk through our own circle again. And we just had the great old time. And oftentimes we were late for school because we were doing so many trails. But we got to school in a reasonable time. And the summers were the toughest because in the summer we wanted to take a shortcut home from school. In fact, we wanted to cut school and go down and go swimming in the creek. There were 2 or 3 big wide spots in the creek, and they were very private. Nobody was around. They were just wonderful for going BAB swimming. We just really had a great time as kids. Now, as adults, we change our tune a great deal, and we want to be efficient, and we want to take the straight cut. We don't want to take the shortcut, which was always the adventurous cut for us kids, of course, and for adults, too. But we'd take the straight cut. We'd say, let's see now, what is the best way to get from here to there with the least amount of steps and the least amount of turns and the least amount of traffic and the least amount of anything? Now, do you ever consider yourself saying that I'm going to go over to George's house or Mary's house, or I'm going over to visit Uncle Pete or something like that? And you say, now let's see, let's make the journey as exciting as the visit with Uncle Pete. Well, maybe the visit with Uncle Pete wasn't all that exciting, but we should certainly make the journey exciting. So we should look at our map mentally, if not physically, because we certainly know our own neighborhood. Now, where is the park? Where is the park? Where are the horse stables where you can go and rent a horse and take a ride around? This was years ago when these things were a little more predominant. And they're still there today, but you got to go a little further. So, where's the horse stable? We knew where the horse stable was as kids because we ended up there many times. Now, where is the nearest cow at the edge of town? That wasn't too far away, just a half a mile away. And we'd go out to the edge of town, and there'd be the cows. And we'd watch them and talk to them. And there'd be a bull there, maybe. Maybe there'd be some horses standing around, some jackasses and so forth. But it was very fascinating. But when you take the long cut, the real cut, you have all those adventures. And when you take the shortcut, you miss all those adventures. And what is the purpose of living our life? The living of our life is to have all of the adventures life can offer to us. The adventures don't have to be tough adventures. They don't have to be adventures that make us feel unhappy and make us feel that we are not worthy. They can be wonderful, joyous, fulfilling adventures, like going swimming in the creek, like finding the horse stable, and then standing there and talking to the horses. Oh, kids can talk to horses by the hours. I know we did it. Adults can too. I have a friend in Switzerland. Her name is Marla Stalder. She is a very wonderful lady. She is getting along in years, she thinks. She's really quite young. But she thinks she's getting along in years, and she thinks that she can't do all the things she'd like to do. And yet she's just as dynamic as can be. Well, Marlis would go for a walk every day. And she'd go for a walk around her neighborhood. She's retired, living alone, just having herself to care for. And one of her most cherished experiences was stopping and talking to a horse. Every day when she would come to this pasture, the horse would come loping over to her if he weren't there already in preparation for her visit. And he would say, and Marlis would say, "And how are you today?" And the horse would answer, give a whinny and say, "I'm just wonderful." "Hey, Marlis, you know any good stories? I mean, it gets kind of boring standing out here." "But not really, because I have so many people to greet and so many things to do out here in the pasture. But do you know any good stories?" And so Marlis would think to herself, "Now, what would be a good story that a horse would be interested in?" So she'd go through her mind and she's, yes. "You know, today, as I was fixing my lunch, just before I came to visit you and brought along this carrot for you, but today as I was fixing my lunch, I was thinking to myself, I remember when I was a little girl, and I was just 8 years old. Yes, I can remember way back then, And I was 8 years old, and my mother was always very busy. She had a lot of us children. She was always very busy, didn't have too much time for all of us. And we'd eat quickly and get up from the table, and she'd clean up, put things away, and it was just whoosh, whoosh, whoosh. And I was just sort of in the middle of the whoosh, whoosh, whoosh. And I thought, I don't like this. I don't like being in the middle of a whoosh, whoosh, whoosh. I am going to create a long cut for myself. I am going to create dinner being a glorious, wonderful adventure. So you have to have the foreplay for the dinner and the afterplay. And so I created myself coming to the table. I knew I should be there at noon. That's the time we would always have our lunch. And so at about a quarter after 11, and I was learning how to tell time pretty good, at a quarter after 11, I would take a walk around the block. I'd greet all the neighbors, and I'd say, "Good morning, good morning. Grüß Gott, grüß Sie miteinander." Because I'm Swiss, you see. And so I would say, "The God in me greets the God in you, and the God in me greets the God in each of you. I love you. Have a wonderful day." And all of my neighbors would look down at this pretty little girl. I was very pretty blonde then. I have a few gray hairs now, but I was blonde then. And I would smile at them, and they'd smile at me. And by the time I got home, I was so filled with smiles and so filled with joy. And I petted so many dogs. And I cuddled so many cats. And I talked to so many adults and children that when I was ready to sit at the table, I didn't mind being overlooked by all the rest of the family who were so busy eating that they didn't have time to pay attention to me. So I just took my food and I stayed in the memory of my long way to the table. And I ate and I was just thinking of the horse, and I was thinking of the people I talked to, and I was thinking of the dogs and the cats, and I was thinking of all the wonderful things. But you know, poof, lunch was over. Poof. We had so many fast eaters there. I was a young one. We had so many fast eaters, and they, woof, 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 all the food was wolfed down, and lunch was over. So you had to get up from the table. And I really wasn't full, but that was all right. I didn't want to get fat anyhow. So after lunch, I would then take my second part of my walk. And I'd go out the other side of the house, and I'd go out to the other end of the block. And at the other end of the block, there was a little stream. It was just sort of rippling along underneath a little river, a little bridge. It wasn't very big. It was just, you know, like it coming down through from the mountainside and just sort of rippling along. It couldn't have been more than, oh, 3-5 feet wide, you know, not deep. You could walk in it and you'd hardly get your toes wet. But it was there. The water was there. And it was cold and nice right from the mountainside. And I would go down underneath the walkway, because it was a big walkway for me. I would look up. For an adult or an older child, you just look straight across, and no big deal. But I'd sit there. I'd take off my shoes. And I'd stick my shoes in the cold, icy mountain water, and I would wiggle my toes. And I would feel so good. And I would walk around on top of these little stones, and it massaged my feet, and I felt so good. And I knew there were no fish in there, but I was always looking for a fish. I was always looking, maybe there's a crawdad in there, maybe there's a pollywog, maybe there's something in there, you know. But there was nothing, just water, maybe a piece of leaf or something going by. And I'd say as the leaf would go by, "Hey, leaf, you're heading for the ocean. You got a long ways to go. You might make it, you might not." And by the time I finished talking to the leaf, he was gone. And so I would get out, and I would carry my shoes for a while till my feet got dry. It didn't matter whether it was winter or summer, because I was always warm. And then I would end back up at home, and Mother would say, "Well, sweetheart, time for you to take a nap." And so I would go to my bedroom, and I would lay down. I never liked to lay on the bed. I always liked to lay on the floor because it's so much bigger. And I could just look here and there and everywhere. And Mother would say, "Why, Marlis, must you sleep on the floor? You have a lovely bed there." "But, Mommy, the floor is my play area. The floor is where I like to be." "Well, Marlis, if you're comfortable, you go right ahead." So I went to take my nap, and after my nap, then it was time for my real visit. My real visit to come and visit you, Mr. Horse. And we had a wonderful talk. You see, taking the shortcuts, you miss so much in life. You miss all the adventures, you miss all of the greatnesses and the funnesses and the magic that's going on in our world. Oh yes, you get from a point A to point B, but you don't see all the circuitous trips that we took as we'd walk through the deep snow, and we'd make even circles and come back upon our own track and go on and end up at school with very wet feet and very wet shoes and very wet stockings and very wet pants. And we were just very wet. And we were able to take off our shoes and socks, but we couldn't take off our pants at school. But that was all right. They somehow dried. But to take the long way home is always the fun way. To take the long way home is not that I didn't want to go home. It's that every part of my life was an adventure. And that's what Marlis found. Every part of her life was an adventure. And today, as she is an older individual, retired from her activities, she still finds the long way, the fun way. When she goes to buy a loaf of bread at the local store, which is virtually just across the street, she goes out the back door, and she goes up the hill, and she goes on a beautiful walk across the sidewalk, and then she comes down, and then she comes down back into the village again where she lives. And as she comes into the village, she's greeting everyone, saying good morning, good afternoon, or whatever time of day it is. And then that's where her horse is. And she finds her horse waiting there, neighing to her, saying, Marlis, you've come. I knew you would. You never let me down. You see, the joy that we have in taking the journeys through life are indescribable. But we do enjoy them. So today, as you're thinking of going anywhere, think of taking the long way there. Think of taking the circuitous trip, the going around in circles, the looking at areas that you hadn't looked before. Maybe going down a street you hadn't walked before. And seeing people you hadn't seen before. And sharing who you are, the love you are. And then you'll find it really was the shortcut after all. Because the time went so fast that you didn't realize you had covered 3-4 times the distance and you had such an enjoyable time. So the shortcut, the long cut, just walk the path where you belong, where you're happiest, where life is a joy to you. I do, and I love it. I love you. Have a wonderful day.